before my yaw we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that the anointing of yaw we rest upon you in a mighty way, and that your desire above all things is to please him. So many things that are transpiring in the spiritual realm in this hour, as we see the proliferation of the desire of man to go beyond the boundaries and the limitations that Yahweh has confined him to. He made the earth, and he put man upon the earth to subdue it, to make sure that it would bring forth seeds after its kind in due season. And because of the corruption of man, because of the seed of darkness in him, he's been going beyond the limitations of Yahweh. So we find our illustrious President of the United States declare that they're going to go beyond even Mars. They desire to send even more rovers to contact those beings and spirits upon Mars. We must understand the place and the significance of what our president is doing. He's dealing with, first of all, the planet that they call the Red Planet. And the scripture tells us concerning this spirit in Revelation that when it shall go forth, that there shall be wars and death and trouble and torment. Yet the program will exceed $1 trillion. There are those that are starving, need assistance and help. This is the desire of this nation, to reach out to the God of this nation. You notice that the rover's name is the Spirit. Why is it that everything has a name except the Father of Scripture, the one that is the creator of all things? Yet man will not even send forth a machine upon Mars without giving it a name. And even the mission, everything has a name. Yet when it comes to the name of the Father, Father Yahweh, he has no name. Man rejects that. He will not call upon the Father's name. And he will declare that I will call upon the name of Jesus, for that is the Father's name. Lies from the pit of hell. It cannot be Jesus. Because even in the text that you declare is the authenticity of the word of Yahweh, you will find even the pagan hybrid name, Jehovah. Messiah declared, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive. He said, I came in the Father's name. Now, if Messiah came in the Father's name, we better find out what the Father's name is. Today, men reject that. And the reason they reject that, because they do not have the love of Yahweh in them. Messiah even said unto those Jews, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you, because I have come in that name. Do you hear that? He came in the name of Yahweh. He did not establish some pagan, Greek, Latin name. He came in the authority of his Father, for there is only one true Yah. There are many gods and Eloahs, but there is only one mighty Redeemer, hope, salvation of the house of Yisrael. So he came in the Father's name. He did not come in the name of Jesus. He did not come in the name of Lord God, but he came in the Father's name. That he even declared unto the house of Israel, I told you, and ye believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe me not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you, my sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He said that my sheep, they know my name, because I have come in the Father's name. My friends, if Scripture tells us Solomon, a man of great wisdom, power, that the fame of this man extended beyond the boundaries of the world, that he was known in every part of the world during that mighty reign that Yahweh had given unto the king. And his debacle and downfall was that he went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians. Scripture tells us of this false pagan spirit that Solomon went after. And if Scripture is clear on that goddess or that vile thing of the Zidonians, and he went after Milcom, the abomination of the Amorites, then what is the Father's name? Is there a name associated with this one that created all things, that made man? Are we just like the Muslims that cry Allah Akbar, that God is great, serving their moon deity, the abomination of the Amorites? Scripture tells us that Solomon, he went after Ashtoreth, and he went after Milcom, that he destroyed even the integrity of Yahweh amongst the house of Israel. Now, if these be gods and goddesses, and they have names, then what about the mighty Creator? What is his name? Is there no name associated with him? The reason that many will not accept that, because they have not the love of Yahweh in their hearts. I warn you, my friends, these charlatan, lying, deceitful men that call themselves the high priest, they are the high priest of Shaitan, of the powers of darkness. You deny the Father's name. You reject that wonderful, magnifical name of Yahweh. Your mind is demented. You are being led by powers of darkness, as Shaitan rejected the mighty glory and power of that name. So shall men reject that today. You may say to me, Pastor Roberts, that was in the book of Kings, the Old Testament. I say to you, my friend, did Messiah come to destroy Moshech, the law, the prophets? He said, no, I came to bring spiritual profoundness to what they said. He said unto the house of Israel, he said, if you believe Moshech, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. Moshech testified of Yahweh, this Messiah, the anointed of Yahweh, coming in flesh. dwelling among men, to redeem us from the power and the curse of sin. Yahweh has a name, my friends. It is not Lord God. That is a pagan lie and a rendition that is not true. If this profound truth be hid from you, it is hid from you because the God, the Spirit, the Elohim of this world has blinded your eyes, leads the wonderful power of the anointing of this evangel truth would shine through, that you may see the power of Yahweh in Messiah. His name is not Jesus Christo. It is Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation unto us. For the word salvation is Yahshua, no other name on the earth or heaven given, whereby salvation is the name, but in that name of Yahweh. I will ask you a question. You that vehemently detest the name of Yahweh, yet you can receive the pagan name of Jehovah, Jesus, Lord, God. Answer this, my friend. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1, look at the expression of the Spirit as Yohanan, John, received this profound truth to utter unto you and I, that we may understand the relevancy of the name of the Father. These perverted liars will say that the name Jesus is a beautiful name. It is a pagan distorter of the name of Messiah. And these men, they will not come to the truth, for they have no love for the truth. I will say to you, answer this for me, please. Ask that one that the congregation that you fellowship with, ask him to explain Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Yohanan said, and I looked. He say, I literally proceed. I saw it, I was able to discern it, there was observation there, and lo, my, what a thing to behold, something that was so magnificent that only it could be expressed by the Spirit. He said, a lamb stood on the mount Sion, and with him 144,000 having his Father's name written in their forehead. Do you understand what to write is? It is to form characters with a pin, that it has a permanent indenture on whatever it is written upon, that it is legible, understandable, and it can be discerned. So Yohanan saw this mighty power of this manifestation of this pure remnant that had not been defiled by this religious whore and this Jezebel known as Catholicism. He saw this name written in their foreheads. And it was the name of the Lamb's Father. Then who is this Lamb that Yohanan saw? And what is this Father's name? that it has such relevance and importance that it was written in the foreheads of the 144,000. And if there is a name and we reject that, we reject Yahweh. He has a name. And it is not Lord. It certainly isn't Lord God. His name is Yahweh. It is not Jehovah. It is not Jesus Christo. If the Son's name is truly Jesus Christo, then the Father's name is the same. For he came in the Father's name. He did not come in some other name, but he came in the same name of the Father. For they have the same name. Messiah said, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." He warned the apostles the betrayal by parents, brethren, and kinfolk, friends, and they shall even cause many of you all to be put to death, that your spiritual light will not shine because you are so concerned about what mama says, what friends say, what father says. You're not concerned about what Yahweh has declared and what he has commanded for us to do. Yet he said we will be hated of all men for his name's sake. As he said unto Sheol, "For I will show you great things that you must suffer for my name's sake." And when Sheol was traveling down that road unto Damascus to persecute the house of Yahweh, he had this insidious, devious mind because of his biological practices and the twisting and the torting of the word of Yahweh. He was going down unto Damascus to persecute the saints of Almighty Yahweh. It was not because they were praying in the name of Jesus, believe me. It was not because they were using the name of Dagon or Ashtaroth or Molech. He would have not troubled them at all. But because they had begun to use that mighty name of Yahweh. And so Saul said, "It cannot be so." And so he had orders to go and to totally obliterate those saints. And as he walked down that road toward Damascus, he heard this thunder from the glory of the kingdom of Yahweh. And he said in a Hebrew tongue unto Saul, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He did not speak in an English tongue or a dialect of some other form of language, but he spoke in an Aramaic tongue, and a man like Saul that could speak 13 different languages. He spoke in a Hebrew tongue unto him to inquire of him, "Why are you doing this? What is the purpose of this? Do you not know who I am?" He said, "Even that I have raised thee up, Saul, you are a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel." What name was he to bear up? Was it the name Jesus, a Greek Latinized name that has been transliterated or translated into the name of Jesus? You have translated Jesus from Jesus. That is a truth. And you cannot deny that. It is a truth. His name is not Jesus. His name is not Lord. But his name is Yahweh. And we that hear and understand, we must know and we must call upon him in that name. For we will not deny, if we will not declare that name, then woe unto us, my friends. We shall receive the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. So men say today, he has no name. That is not the truth. For when Yahweh sent even the Moloch or the angel before the house of Israel, he said, I will send a Moloch before thee to keep thee in the way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own heart, but Yahweh weigheth the spirit. So he said, I will send a ministering messenger before thee to keep you in my way, and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. He said, first of all, I want you to beware of him. Do you understand what beware is? To observe, you must give him heed. You better make sure that he is in your thought. He said, I command you to obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name, and that is still, if you will even look that up in your concordance, you will find that it is enunciated, shame, shame, and that denotes the person, the name, the memorial, the monument, the designation of that one's identity. He said, my name is in him. And he said, if you will not obey his voice and do all that he speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. If you obey him, I will fight for you. But if you will not obey him, I will tell you that he will not bear the sword in vain. What has man done? He has made gods unto himself, and you always say they are no gods. He said, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, and will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is. My name is what? Lord? My name is what? God? That my name is Yahweh. That is his name. For the scripture tells us about other gods. David declared, amongst the gods there is none like you. For he is mightier than the gods. For your gods are made of your steel and your flesh and your material things. Those are your gods. Yahweh is mightier than that. He is the mighty creator of all things. And if he is the mighty creator, he is our father. What is his name? We say we call him Father. Then what is his name? Scripture tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel. He said to them, if ye do, return unto Yahweh with all your heart, and you put away the strange gods, and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your heart unto Yahweh, and serve him only, he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. He identified the name of the god they were serving, Ashtaroth, and that was the god. What god are you serving? Are you serving some pagan religion? That's what most are serving. They will reject the truth because they will say, I was brought up in the apostolic way. I was brought up in the Baptist way. I was brought up in the Pentecostal indoctrination. And I say to you, of the many of the Yahwehs, that as you use that name, you have brought much of that trash into the way. You have brought your Pentecostal rearings, and your Pentecostal doctrines, and your Baptist doctrines, and your white doctrines, and your black doctrines, that are full of lies and hypocrisy. You have even caused much devastation because of your Pharisaic and scribe spirit. He is the great one. He is Yahweh. And that name alone stands alone. And His doctrine is true. His doctrine is so true that it breaks every shackle of bondage off of a man's life. And so you find yourself compromising to appease those that reject the name of Yahweh. I will not compromise His name. Saul said, at first no man stood with me, yet Yahweh, He stood by my side. Demas forsook me, for he loved this present world. He went back to the world. He loved the swines and those unclean things. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, but Yahweh shall reward him for his deeds. Yahweh is mighty, and His name is a mighty name. And in the context of His name, you will find His power, His might, His spirit, His anointing in His name. He has a name. And it's not this pagan rendition that we hear. And men are so afraid to call that name. J.P. Green, Sr. One of the most renowned theologians in this nation at one time. He has, or what they call the Interlinear Bible, the Greek and the Hebrew. Now that is the title of it. And yet he says in his footnotes that sure, Yahweh is His name, but will we at this time change the name of Jehoshaphat, Jeremiah, Yosef, Yaakov to their proper names? He said, no, neither at this late in the game, he says, shall we change the name from Jehovah to Yahweh, which is the proper and right name. You understand the insidious darkness of a mindset like that, that they defy Yahweh. His name is His honor. It is His glory. You, my friend, you sit there with your mind filled with rebelliousness. You listen to this man of Yahweh. Tell me then, what is the Father's name? That Messiah said, when you pray, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What name is hallowed? Is that His authority being hallowed? You're foolish. You don't even know Yahweh. And I will say to you, you're not even begotten. You're not even born again of His Spirit. You have not been. You say names really mean nothing. Answer this for me, please, if you will. The Scripture says in your heart of Mark, Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Mark 5, verse 9. There was an unclean spirit that this man of Gadara had. Messiah said to the spirit, come out of the man. He called him an unclean spirit. And he asked him, Messiah did, he said, what is thy, T-H-Y, thy name? And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. No, he said, that is my name. My name is Legion, for we are many. Now, if this vile thing of darkness has a name, then what is the name of the great Creator? Is He just like the God that the Muslims pray to, Allah? Then why would you say that the Muslims' religion is wrong? When yours is predicated on the same thing, you pray to this God that is generic. Why can't be that they're praying to the same one? And they say that Jesus was a prophet, Muhammad was one, then why is it that they are so different than you? They pray to the same God you pray to. You call yours God and they call theirs God. They call theirs Allah Akbar, God is great, and you call yours God, Almighty. Now which one is the right God? You spell your God the same way they spell their God. They spell it with the capital, and you spell yours with the capital. Now, which God is right? What a perversion. Because the Pentecostals say they pray to the same God as the Baptists. That is such a strange thing to me. And the Baptists say they pray to the same God as the Catholic whorehouse, and they pray to the same one as the Orthodox, and the Orthodox pray to the same one as the First Brethren. What God are they praying to? They're praying to the God of the Apostolic because he is different than the God of the Pentecostal. There is no oneness or fellowship. You can say it is that you are demented in your logics or your spiritual discernment. There is no fellowship with those that call themselves Pentecostal and those that tell you that they are following the apostles' doctrines, and they are liars. They don't even know the apostles' doctrine. The apostles did not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. They baptized in the name of Yahweh. Peter did not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ or Christo or the Lord Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ the Lord. You are full of lies and deception. Baptize them, submerge them in water in the name of Almighty Yahweh. For in that name is the name of the Son, Yah. You find the Son's name in the Father's name. You pray just like those in Mars Hill to an unknown God. You don't even know who you are praying to. You just say, God, tell me what God. There are millions of gods. Millions. Right there in India, in Buddhism, in Hinduism, they have some 320 million different gods. And they all call them gods. Messiah said, if this profound truth be hid from you, it is hid from those whom the God of this world hath blinded their eyes or their minds. Is he of the same equality as Yahweh? And the scripture calls Satan a cherubim. He is not even an archangel. He's not an archmoloch of Yahweh. We've been brought up under this horse spirit of all these different doctrines. You hold fast to that trash. You have no spiritual anointing. Don't tell me you have a mighty anointing. Don't tell me you're doing a great work or a mighty work. No anointing at all, period. For the anointing is that fervor fire of Messiah, and that name one burns down in your soul. For you know how you were delivered and the power of that name. There is no other name but the name of Yahweh. Answer this for me, my friend, you that are listening. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6 through verse 8. It says, I, Yahweh, have called thee to righteousness, and I will hold thine hand. Yahweh said, I will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light unto the Gentiles. He said, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. He declares his name, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. He says, I am Yahweh, that is my name. Now I understand in the King James rendition, it will say that I am the Lord God, that is my name. What a hoax. I am the Lord, that is my name. I am white man, that is my name. I am black man, that is my name. I am Jewish man, that is my name. I am a man, that is my name. What a travesty. I am Yahweh, that is my name. And he declared, my glory will I not give unto another. So if there was another that came in another name, that's why you received that name, Jesus. For he said, if another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. Because I came in the Father's name, you will not receive me. Yahweh will not give his glory to the name Jesus. He will not give honor to that name Jesus. In our darkness, our blindness, he has brought us to the place whereby his name is going to be glorified again. And we better repent. I don't care how long you've walked in that name. You hear that wonderful name, the truth of his name. You better cry out, for that is his name. It's not a pagan name. He said, my glory will I not give to another, neither my praises to graven images. That is my name. He declares that is my name. So what is his name? Is it Lord God? Is it Yahweh? Is it Jesus Christo? Yeshua? His name is Yahweh. And there is no other name like his name. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Robert. I do want to hear from you, my friends. Please, at this time, you that will call me, and let us know how the reception is coming into your area. The only thing you need to do, and you call now. You call area code 843-658-6222. You call and say, Pastor Roberts, we can hear you wherever you're hearing me. Please leave your name, your address, and zip code. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You call and inform us as to how the broadcast is coming into your area. Messiah declared, I come in my Father's name. There's only one name. He cannot come in some pagan rendition of a name, but he had to come in the Father's name, my friend. This wicked, vile world will tell you that his name is Jehovah. His name is Jesus. That is not so. The scripture tells us, listen, please, in Matthew chapter 28, I want to read a few verses. Verse 18. Yahshua came and spake unto his disciples, saying, I want you to understand that all power, look at what he says, is given. And that means it is granted. Someone had to give that to him. He said, all power is given unto me in the kingdom and in the earth. He said, I want you to do this. Listen to what he says in Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some nations, but all nations, creeds, nationalities of people. He said, first of all, baptizing. What is that? Submerging them, dipping them in water. He said, baptizing them in the name. You tell me that means authority? No, that means his name. In the name, it identifies his authority, his rank, his interest, his pleasure, his commandments, his excellency. That is what the name is. And that name, it covers everything which the name covers. So the name of Yahweh covers redemption, salvation, cleansing, purifying, hope. That is what the name covers. And so when a man hears that name, the sense of all of those qualities of that name is aroused in that person when their minds receive the mentioning of that name. Now that is the truth. He said, you baptize them in the name of the Father. And of the Son, because the Son's name is the Father's name, or it should say, baptize them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son. The Son gave them authority, Messiah, and of the instruction of the Holy Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. Now, do you think Messiah lied here? Then how do we get the name Jesus being baptized in that name? My friends, you have been baptized. Let no charlatan liar say to you, be satisfied with your baptism. There's only one baptism. There's one Yahweh, one baptism. At what faith? It's not a baptism in the name of Jesus. You must be baptized in the Father's name. And his name is Yahweh. You die in your sins of rejection of that truth. You're going to die and you're going to be estranged from Yahweh. You must be baptized in his name. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, and by the permission, the instruction of the Holy Ruah. Look what he says in verse 20, teaching them to observe all things, whithersoever I've commanded you. Did he not command them to go and baptize them? Did he not command them to go baptize in the name of the Father? That's what it says. And that is why you have gotten all this quackery, these false doctrines and religions. The apostolics are so false in their concept of baptism. They think that's the only thing many of them have. Baptize in Jesus' name. Well, my apostolic friend, you've been baptized wrong. He told us how to baptize. Well, it doesn't say what to say. You are a pervert and a liar. He said, baptize them in the name. He gave them a command. You baptize them in the name of the Father. And if you use the name of the Father, the Son's name is in the Father's name. You must use the Father's name. Let no man deceive you. There are many deceivers that have gone out. They deceive the masses of people. They preach these watered-down types of doctrines. You can just do what you want to. They bring you under some lordship authority of that doctrine. Has no liberty to truly know the essential truths that it's going to take to make it into the kingdom. We want to see the glorious presence of Yahweh in His kingdom. He said, you teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And He said, if you do that, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now that's what Messiah said. That's what Yahshua said. He did not come in the name of Jesus Christ or Christ. You brothers that preach even in that name of Yahweh, we cannot pervert His name or His honor. I will not compromise with this world. I will not compromise with this religious order. Nothing but a religious sect, what it is. Yeah, they're religious principles, but they have no power or form out of Yahweh. None whatsoever. Scripture says in Judges chapter 10, verse 6 and 7. I want to read this to you. Judges 10, verse 6 and 7. The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh. Now listen to this, my friend. And they served Balaam and Ashtaroth, the god of the Syrians, and the gods of the Zidonians, of Zidon, the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook Yahweh, and they served not Him. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and He sold them into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hand of the children of Ammon. They served Ashtaroth. They served the gods of the Syrians and the gods of Zidon. What God are you serving? Well, you're serving the God of the Apostolics. You're serving the God of the Pentecostals. You're serving the God of the Anglicans. You're serving the God of Catholicism. For all these gods are different. You can fight against me, my friend. If you will honestly do an assessment of what I am saying, you will find that all these are different gods. And they all pray the same way you pray. They pray unto God. And they all have different gods. There is only one Yahweh. And His name is Yahweh. He is the mighty one, the creator of all things. You can't reject that. Your religious perverted mind will cause you to project that because of your pride and your arrogance. Don't fight against His name. If you don't understand, pray Yahweh, help me to understand. Even as that eunuch, as Philip, as he desired to understand what he was reading in Isaiah, and Philip began to preach Messiah out of the Old Testament, and then he took him down to the water and baptized him in the name of Yahweh, for he had gone to Jerusalem to worship in Jerusalem. In the name of Yahweh, that tetragrammaton, it was there. And men reject that. They want to use this pagan name. We have all, I have, you, have been brought up under the authority of that. We have not truly progressed in our spiritual life. You can say you have, but you're not being honest with yourself. The very same sins besiege you and overtake you and overcharge you. You gravitate to the same sins continuously. You have no spiritual power at all. Well, I'm casting out demons. Are you casting out vile spirits? If you cast them out, you don't have to continuously cast them out. I have a mighty anointing. Do you truly have a mighty anointing? Or is it just some religious puff of a fire? And it's a false fire. It's not the true fire of Yahweh. Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, you call upon your gods, and I will call upon Yahweh. And the one that answereth by fire, let him be the mighty one. And they began to call, and they cried, and they cried, and they cried. Yet there was no answer. He began to mock them. And that's what you always do in this hour. He's mocking these perverted religious principles that produce nothing but trash. Hava. That's all it does. You got all these, just like the Israelites, crying out to every kind of God there is, and there is no God at all. Yahweh is the mighty one. He is the strength of our salvation. That name that is written in the 144,000, I want that name written in my forehead. Not the name of the anti-Messiah. And the spirit today is against Messiah. You do not realize that you are walking anti against him when you reject his name. Well, I was saved in Jesus' name. Lies, perverted lies. Yahweh, before the foundation of the earth, he preordained those that he would bring to the power of salvation or the light of Messiah. Before even the earth was formed, Yahweh knew he whom and what and that one that he had called and ordained to be his son. You are not going to add one iota to the kingdom or to the numeric number. There were 144,000. There will not be 160,000. There will be 144,000. And if you think you're going to add one to that from every tribe of Israel, you are a deceitful fool. And if he ordained that number, and Yohanan saw that number, he saw the precise number that even by the discernment of spirit, he knew exactly what the number was, and he called it precisely, then he's not going to add one more to his kingdom. He knows what he's doing. Yahweh is not what you think he is. He is not that, my friend. He's far above that. For these religious practices, they have caused your mind to reject Almighty Yahweh. So no one can tell you the truth in this hour. You don't want that. You want those things that give you some sense of comfort. And that's what religion does. That's what it does. David declared, he said, Yahweh, Psalms 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them, let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee. Let them also that love thy name, be joyful in thee. See, this generation doesn't love the name of Yahweh. It hates that name. David declared, O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Do you understand what excellent is? It's majestic. It is the most noble. It has great majesty. You tell me the name Lord has great majesty. When they used it for the Lord of London, or the Lord Johnson in the house of the Lords, or the drug lords, you tell me that has great power. Well, God does. You are a perverted liar. When Shaltan is the god of this earth, O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above all of the heavens or the skies above. His name is an excellent name. O Yahweh, our Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You tell me that has no significance? It has no power. May I read this to you then? A very simple scripture. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. It says this. It says this in the word of Yahweh. We reject his name and his truth. David declared, I will sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Sing praises unto his name. Shall we not do that? Sing praises unto his name. He has a true name and a profound name. And his name should be exalted and glorified, not the name of Jesus. That is not his name. I will read this verse of scripture before you. Psalm 68:3, verse 4 as well. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before Yahweh. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. David declares unto us, sing unto Yahweh. Sing praises to his name. Does that mean his authority? No, it means his name. If you will do cross-reference with that in your concordance or the Hebrew lexicon, the strong number is 8034. You will see that is pronounced shame. And that is not his authority, but that identified the definite of his name. He has a name. And it tells you his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Now understand that the poetic form, especially in your King James rendition, J-A-H, but Yahweh, and rejoice before him. Why? Because a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is Yahweh in his holy habitation. What is his name? Tell me the name of this one you serve. Well, the one you serve, his name is Pentecostal. The one you serve, his name is Baptist. You defend Baptist. You defend Pentecostal. Messiah said, you will suffer many things for my name's sake. He didn't ever tell you you're going to suffer anything because you are Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal or independent. Can't be so. There's only one name, and that is the name of Yahweh. His name is the wondrous name and no other name. It's not found in the name of Jesus. It's not found in the gods of the earth or the gods of Mars, of Jupiter, or Zeus, or any of those gods. It's found in the name of Messiah. David declared, help us, O Yahweh, our salvation. Psalm 79, verse 9. For the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. For his name's sake, purge away our sins. Messiah said in Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. He told us, after this matter, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. What does it say there? Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. To render or acknowledge. That is what hallow is. To separate his name from the profane things. To consecrate it. To render or to acknowledge. And when you acknowledge his name, you must call it. So you're praying in vain. Your prayers must be in the name of Yahweh. That is the truth, my friends. That's why Elijah said, you call upon the name of your God. And I will call upon Yahweh that answereth by fire. And he will answer me. And ye call upon the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of Yahweh. And the one that answered by fire, let him be the mighty one. And the people answered and said, it is well spoken. We will receive that. The one that answereth by fire, he is Yah. So your Pentecostal God is not Yahweh. There's no law for Yahweh. Your Pentecostal establishment will not teach you his name. Your apostolic, your Baptist, your Methodist, and they all know that that's his name. Yet they will decry the Jehovah Witnesses as someone that That's profane. Isn't that something? And yet, even with the name recognition they do, even though it's pagan, and Jehovah is pagan. And that's the truth, my friends. And these pagan, perverted religious practices, they destroy the name of Almighty Yahweh. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. The name of the Father is a magnificent name. You must be baptized in that name. Not in the name of Jesus Christ, or the Lord Jesus Christ. You must, my friend, be baptized in the name of Yahweh. You that need that baptism in water, you can call me, Pastor Roberts. Area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. These lying preachers don't want to do it today because it changed their little programs. I'm not ashamed to be brought to a knowledge and truth that brings me to the clarity of whom I'm serving. I don't care what I preached 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but this truth is right, and I will stand on it until Yahweh brings me into His presence. This is Pastor Roberts of the Voice of Victory broadcast. Do want to hear from you. Write me, send a gift, love gift and offering for the labor of this ministry. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, 29718. Send a gift, a generous gift, an offering to support this labor. You write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will call me tonight, I want to hear from you. Call me. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me and tell me how the reception is in your area on this broadcast. We are heard 5 days a week here on this frequency. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. The second day through the sixth day. May Yahweh bless you tonight and keep your heart strong. There are many things I will discuss with you. We are in the process of getting up our internet site, and we will tell you about those things in time to come. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. From all the saints in victory, we say to you all, Shalom in the mighty name of Messiah, Yahshua. Yahweh bless you and keep you all is my prayer. Yahweh bless you.